For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of an article published in the Seattle Times by Norm Stamper, the former police chief of Seattle, and now we continue. Quote, "The huge increases in federal and state prison populations during the 1980s and 90s, from 139 per 100,000 residents in 1980 to 482 per 100,000 in 2003, were mainly for drug convictions. In 1980, 580,900 Americans were arrested on drug charges. By 2003, that figure had ballooned to 1,678,200. We're making more arrests for drug offenses than for murder, manslaughter, forcible rape, and aggravated assault combined. Feel safer? I've witnessed the devastating effects of open-air drug markets in residential neighborhoods, children recruited as runners, mules, and lookouts, drug dealers and innocent citizens shot dead in firefights between rival traffickers bent on protecting or expanding their markets, dedicated narcotics officers tortured and killed in the line of duty, prisons filled with nonviolent drug offenders and drug-related foreign policies that foster political instability, wreak havoc and environmental disasters, and make life even tougher for indigenous subsistence farmers in places such as Latin America and Afghanistan, all because we like our drugs and can't have them without breaking the law. As an illicit commodity, drugs cost and generate extravagant sums of laundered, untaxed money, a powerful magnet for character-challenged police officers. Although small in numbers of offenders, there isn't a major police force that has escaped the problem. Cops sworn to uphold the law, seizing and converting drugs to their own use, planting dope on suspects, robbing and extorting pushers, taking up dealing themselves, intimidating or murdering witnesses. In declaring a war on drugs, we've declared a war on our fellow citizens. War requires hostiles, enemies we can demonize, fear, and loathe. This unfortunate categorization of millions of our citizens justifies treating them as dope fiends, less than human. That grants political license to ban the exchange or purchase of clean needles or to withhold methadone from heroin addicts motivated to kick the addiction. President Bush has even said no to medical marijuana. Why would he want to coddle the enemy, even if the enemy is a suffering AIDS or cancer patient for whom marijuana promises palliative, if not therapeutic powers? End quote. We'll continue this again tomorrow. I think it's important to realize the strength of this man's word, his experience, his time in the trenches of the drug war, and the need to listen to his call to make a fresh examination of our policy. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.